My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about five ways to validate your course before you launch. So way number one, we'll just jump right into it. If you've got a list already, if you've got any type of audience at all, just send out an email, send out whatever, however you're communicating to them, just ask them, hey, I'm thinking about putting this type of course together and maybe give some details around it. Here's my Stripe link, have them prepay you, right? If you're trying to sell the course for $1,000, say, hey, you know what? I'm going to discount it to you for $200. Just prepay me. I'm going to have it to you. If I don't put it together by this date, I'm going to refund you, right? So that's the very first thing that you can do that basically saves you a ton of time because you're basically just asking, you get the money to validate it. Forget people just saying, hey, I would love that because a lot of people are going to, you know, kick the tires there. If you get the money, that's a proper signal, then you can start building it. But a lot of people make the mistake of building before they validate.
The second way that I would leverage, and we've tried this out many, many times, is I run a webinar. So using like Ever Webinar, Webinar Jam, you run a webinar, you actually go make the sales, and then you build a product after you make it. Because if you don't sell any, then you don't have to end up wasting your time. But actually run the whole campaign as if you're selling it, and then tell them when the first module or the first lesson is going to be delivered and give yourself like a week time. So that way you can start delivering it as you're selling it. And that's worked out really well for us. And we've also created a few flops, but at least we didn't waste our time creating tons of product. We first figured out that it won't sell instead of wasting all that time.
My first example, you might be saying, well, Eric, what if I don't have an audience at all? So what you can do is you can validate through ads. And there are a lot of different tools out there that allow you to build landing pages. And you can build a landing page and run ads towards it to validate. First, you want to validate if people are interested by looking at the click-through rate on your ads, right? If you're like 1-3% or plus, then you know you might have something, right? But then more importantly, making sure that people are opting and saying, hey, look, I'm putting this together and you know it's peer core benefits. Often if you're interested in learning more, and then you'll be on the pre-launch, right? And plus I'll give you some additional value around the topic, right? So this is not the best example, but what I'm saying is maybe you get people to opt in first and then you start to build the audience there. Maybe you're spending a little money, but you just want to look at the engagement rates, right? The click-through rates, you want to look at how much you're paying per email and then also the opt-in rate as well. And then from there, you can try to make a better judgment call, but that's if you have no audience at all.
Number four, a really simple way is you just go out there and you look at JVZoo and ClickBank and Hotmart and see what other people are selling. And if you're seeing a lot of people selling similar courses, you know it's hot and it validates your idea. So if you're doing something that's me too, just go look to see if, like if I'm doing a marketing course, there's already tons of marketing courses. I'll just go look to see like on the Udemy's and all these sites, if there's already ones in my space that do well and are popular, have a lot of reviews, ratings, and affiliates. And that'll tell me right away if it's going to work or not.
All right. Number five, last but not least, building on my ads example from the last one, just using a tool like AdBeat, that's AdBeat, that's for more so Google display, YouTube display, but you can also take a look at Facebook, the Facebook ad library, and look at these course creators. For example, let's say you want to create a course on consulting, teach someone on consulting or teach someone on marketing, right? You can find the people that have the best courses out there and then generally take a look at how often they're running ads, right? And then also look at how aggressive they're being with their creative, right? Chances are if they're continuing to run the same ads over and over, and this is kind of a further validation of what Neil's talking about. If you find someone on ClickBank or JVZoo, you can actually dig a little deeper here and do a little more due diligence. And from there, you can decide if you really want to invest the time and effort, right? Because if there's a good signal on ClickBank already, I think that they used to have this thing called the gravity score, which shows like how high or how well the product is doing. Then you can look at, hey, if they're running the same ads over and over and over, chances are it's working really well or they're dumb, right? And chances are they're not dumb. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn about our virtual and our live event. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.